Can you, in a few words, give us a picture of what this camp is like?
Well, look, people have been here for 4 years. It's a camp of nearly 120,000 people. They've been in makeshift shelters, in latrines that are pretty rudimentary. They get food support and rations, but the bottom line is they are here because they are in fear of their lives and we're looking after them, but this is not a place where you'd want to have a long-term future here.
Crime is an issue in this camp. Why is that?
You've got young men here who have been living here for 4 years or more. They've got no job. They're not necessarily getting an education. They don't believe they've got a future. And they're full of testosterone and want to go out and do things. And it's a horrible mix. I mean, you'll get the same, I think, in any society. You're going to get crime here when you get these sorts of conditions.
And how is that affecting the nature of this camp?
Well, it's presenting us with huge challenges. How do we restore law and order? We have a fantastic UNPOL team, mainly made up of Ghanaians who are here, but along with, we've got some force people, military people as well. But we're working with the local community, and that's hugely important. We've got local community watch people who are involved. They're with me as we speak. But just keeping track of that and just keeping on top of it is an immense issue. So we've got major challenges here. This is not a long-term future. That's the real issue. We need to get these people back home to their villages where they can just resume a normal life.
Presumably this is taking up an awful lot of the resources of UNMISS.
We've got a responsibility to protect across South Sudan about 220,000 people. There's about 120,000 people here, so about half of them are here in this camp. We can't abandon them. There's thousands of people alive because of the work that we do, tens of thousands of people.
Yes.
If we walked away, there would be all sorts of problems. There would all be all sorts of deaths. So we are committed to staying here, but it is looking at a small group of people comparative to what's out there. It's about a tenth of the population that is displaced, and what we would like to do is to move outside and move beyond the camps to create the sense of security so people can move back. But unfortunately, much of our resource is tied up just in protecting these camps.
And what can UNMISS do and the wider UN community and international community to encourage people to leave this camp and start their lives again?
Well, ultimately it comes down to a peace agreement and a proper peace agreement. And that's, you know, it's a big issue at the, you know, at the international level. But here locally, there are places where people can go and start their lives again. There are places where we can reach, where people feel safe. And what we're trying to do is encourage people to move out and get back to those places where they can grow their own crops, relieve themselves of the dependency of being inside a camp and being dependent on us, and get back to their lives. And I think it's really beholden on us now to be able to get our forces out to provide that sort of degree of security there so they feel confident enough to go back. And I think we won't necessarily remove the whole camp, but we'll certainly make it much better for large numbers of people who are living here.